Finishes in Yonam as much as we can this week, I hope. I want to give out Mumar Makomas next week. And then right after Purim, we start Chazara. And the Bechina, exact date, is a week after Purim. I'm not sure what the official, what that means, the week after Purim, but, okay. So we'll do the best we can. After the Bechina, we're going to start paying Mitzvahs Chalitza. That's going to be the, that's our really our final, goal for the regular Zman, and then the June's Zman. We'll talk about that later. So it's still in February. It's still there. Leap year. So, okay. But also, let's turn to the Sugya of Ayin Vav. An interesting Gemara. Especially in light of what we spoke about at length during the last matter about Geirus, about Shlomo HaMelech, and the Rambams, and others, this is going to be very interesting analysis. Let's take a look. So the Gemara is over here, and I'm going to at the very bottom. Mostly Rav Yosef, the last two ones. By Yischaten Shlomo as Bas Paro Melech Mitzrayim. And what's the Gemara's question? Rava just said, "Biyosan over Gachovin less luchasnus." He said, "Beferish that Shlomo married Loshem Chasnus Bas Paro was a goyim." That's the kasha. He answered the Gemara. What do you mean? Giyure gaire. He was megaire. Exactly as Rava said, he's megaire. He's megaire. Therefore, vayeschate. I've holo kiblu gerim lo b'mei dablo b'shlomo. A sugya Rav Osai, which we learned about in Avchav Dalet and Medbeis, if you recall. Says the Gemara, midi hu tamo el shulchan malocha. Before we turn the page, see Rashi. Lo kiblu gerim kashihi. Midi hu tamo haid lo kiblu gerim el b'shem d'lo havin megairi el shulchan malocha. Ulterior motive. Habas paro. Lav tzricha lochi, sharei bas melech oisa. I think she needed Shlomo HaMelech's money. She had enough money without it. Good. Let's turn the page. Oh, I ain't from my base. Lo tzricha lochi. She didn't need any money. She had enough money from Tati. Okay, Kara. Fet the Gemara. Here's where the kid gets hot. V'tepuk lei. Let us... Let me not even translate. The typically the hamitzvus rishonahi. This is a very serious line. Everything hangs on this line. Everything hangs on what this line means. And the Gemara is going to go into a side point about, which I don't have time to go into now, about people are mixed up, not mixed up, and there's a long tosfos which I'm. I just don't have the time to go into all spas and chayr bilbul kol olam kulo. I just don't have the time for it right now. The question is the mitzvahs rishona. So the Gemara has the following amazing line after going through the issues of. The mitzvahs are still around, not around. This is so good. And Yom HaGeir Mitzvah, the whole story. Fine. Omer Rav Papa. I noticed I did not give a shot in the kasha. Purposely, I didn't give a shot. Because everything hangs in that line. I mean, I'm just in suspense. What does that line mean? That has such tremendous ramifications. Let's see the text. Omer Rav Papa. Anan Mishlomo. Lake of Anosif. Shlomo lo nasiv midi. What does that mean? Lo nasiv midi. Ela liznus soya miskavim. Wow. Fighting words, right? Shlomo melech. Shlomo melech. Scary, huh? No one should ever think it's no yetzahara. Shlomo HaMelech, Nusoyim Eskar. To get the words out of your mouth is even hard to get. Gemara or Rashi? Let's read the pasuk. Minagoyim Hashem Hashem Abnei Yisrael Osavol Vehem Vehem Leyavol Vehem. Ochein Yatu Es Levavchem Achrei Eloheim Vehem Dovak Shlomo Liavo. Oi, oi, oi! What a pasuk! Oi, oi! What a pasuk! Rashi. Dovak Shlomo Liavo Velo Liishus Stam Znus. Frek the Gemara. Elakasha vayischatein. That means marriage. What kind of znus? Vayischatein. The old sukkah, Rabbi Osai, in Malachim. How do you? What do you do over here? Says the Gemara, Mitoch Ava Yisayrisha Aheva, Ma'ale Elavakosuv Kila Nischatein Bo. Wow. Wow. What a Gemara. Ooh, scary. Mamish scary. We finished the Gemara. Let's go back to the first line. What was the Gemara's catch? The top line. V'tepiklei d'ha mitzris rishonai. What is the catch? What is the catch? Rashi. V'tepiklei Dafilu gira mitzvus rishonahi vafilu hachi karle chasnus. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with the Rashi? Yeah?
Talking
about Gaim, talking about her. No, he's Megayer.
We're talking about all the now she's ready
now. No, good. So that's good. In other words, we're saying that even if he's Megayer, still there's no possibility of marriage, and still they use the word chasnus. That's how it all started. Rava said chasnus means only for the marriage. It's kakasha vayischad neshtomah baspar. The answer is Megayer. Either they want Megayer, they want Megayer. She didn't need any riches. Frek the Gemara, but even if he's Megayer, she's a mitzvah, and therefore they're not married. What's Tosis Kasha? Right. What's Tosis Kasha?
It is Tosis
Kasha. Yeah. Good Kasha. Pish because I feel the hachi kara the ish chasas kasha the pshita the shayim b'chasas the tafsim b'kiddushin. Meiru dika kasha. What will Rashi do with Tosis Kasha? Tremendous kasha. Aruch Lener, who always tries to defend Rashi, says as follows. There we go. Yeah. Yesh li yashiv pirush Rashi. Rav Simoy holds in ksumas chavtes amid beis. You may remember a few times already we had a discussion back to the opening day. Opening day, way, way back. Oh, excuse me. Einstein Shlita is here. We collected from Matanos of Yonin. Shmo holech lefonav yirvim.